This is for wax lovers only. Now, one thing I will say, growing up, I did not know how great vinyl albums were compared to having CDs or being able to download a song. But it's just a different authentic sound that you get when you get to hear the record as it was intended after it was created, right? So let's talk about the music. The record player-ettes, okay? The ones who value good music, a clean house, and their peace. They like to play records, okay? Vinyl gives a nostalgia sound quality that digital formatted music could never, okay? And that authentic feel is what I need on days of peace, Sunday mornings, right before work. Checking emails is what I like to play in my house. So I'm going to go over my top 17 songs. Lies. My top 17 albums that are great to keep for playing records. Some of these I have and some I don't have because they're hard to find. And I feel like the better the album, the more it's going to cost you because everybody wants that shit. But it's going to be a fun rundown as to the albums I think you should collect. Now, I know people have a crazy collection, which would give me so much anxiety on like, oh my gosh, what if a house fire or what if water damage happens and where I have these albums gets ruined. Like, I could not have a great collection on that magnitude in a house that was not like super, super safe away from those types of risks. But kudos to the people that are willing to have these great records in their homes with that being on the line. I can't deal. It's too much. But I'm going to go through 17 albums I think are great to have on vinyl. Welcome to She Gets It Pod. Again, these are my top 17 albums on vinyl that I think people should have. And these are my opinions, okay? So if you don't like it, go suck your mom. All right, coming in at number 17. I love these men, especially when they had their platforms and their hair showing through their shirts. The Isley Brothers, Mission to Please. That album, okay? They have made many albums, but that album, I feel like if you have it in your collection, it is a fucking keeper. Please keep that in pristine shape. Coming in at 16, because it's rare that you find someone who loves music that does not love her. Sade. Diamond Life, that album right there is classic, okay? Keep that in pristine condition. Thank you very much. Number 15, Brother, 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 the Isleys once again. Keep that album in its best shape. Please get an album brush and make sure it's clean when you play it. Make sure your record player is clean and well taken care of and maintained. Coming in at number 14, Candy Drip by Lucky Day. This boy's voice, okay, this man's voice is so good. That album is so good. Please get that if you don't have that. Daniel Caesar's album. I mean, personally, I'm gonna mind my business. But as an artist, his voice, I love it. Please get that album and play it. It's Sunday certified, okay? Number 12, my man, Nasir Jones. Illmatic album is a must-have, must-get. Please get that. Take care of that, okay? Period. Coming in at number 11, the infamous Mobb Deep. That album, the best. I love it. Very New York, okay? Get that, keep that. Coming in at number 10, Kanye West, 808 and Heartbreaks. That is a great album. It is well produced. The sounds are big. And it just feels good. Get that fucking album. And if you have it, keep it. Okay? Take care of it. Number 9. How did I do Candy Drip twice? Gotta fix that. What can I replace that with? Number 9. I would say a Prince album. It's so funny. When I was in New York on my trip, we went to like this vintage shop in Brooklyn. I think it was Restoration something. And they had a crazy album collection. But it was raining and cold like shit. And I didn't want to walk with that album. There was a lot of different great albums that I wanted. And I didn't want to walk with any albums in that weather because I didn't have a big bag, and putting it in a plastic bag was not going to be enough protection with that weather. So there's a lot of albums that they had that I wanted to buy that I did not buy. But I would definitely put a Prince album in at number 9 to keep, because we'll never have another. Number 8, To Pimp a Butterfly by Kendrick Lamar. Another great Gemini right there. Number 7, Circles by Mac Miller. Great album. Loved it. Coming in at number 6, we have Erykah Badu, New America, Return of the Unk. Let me tell you something. I know. The show will be back. I'm just giving y'all a break with a message. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast, as She Gets It Pod. If you would like to support this podcast, you can always support by purchasing merch on She Gets It Shop with Teespring, or going to shambipodden.com and checking out the other shows, also leaving a review. And if you would like to donate directly to the show, you can. In the show notes is a link for Red Circle, which is my host for this podcast. And you can donate anything you would like. Everything is appreciated. Donating to this podcast will allow me to create options with a fund of money I'm getting from my subscribers and listeners who appreciate me putting in effort for each episode. I do show notes, I research, and I come up with how I can deliver you guys information and knowledge from my personal experience and more. And that does take time for me, but I enjoy it. It's a process I enjoy. Even if I wasn't doing this, I'd probably be having great discussions with the people around me in my circle. So in exchange to give you guys more options on how I can express myself in the future, any donations to this podcast will be greatly appreciated. Other than that, if you see me in these podcast streets, please drop a review, share it with a friend, share a clip. If you see me post, please repost it, and I appreciate you. Now back to the show, because there's more to talk about, clearly. Seeing Erykah Badu in concert, amazing. I remember when I went to Rock the Bells in New York on Governor's Island, and she touched my earrings. Oh my God, she loved them. There were some From Me to You melted heart earrings that KD had made for me in college, and I wore them, and she loved them. But no, I was not about to give it to her, but it was great. She's a great performer. I think I've seen her 3 times in concert. She does not disappoint, okay? Number 5, Michael Jackson, Thriller album. If you have that, it's a fucking gem, okay? Treasure it. Coming in at number 4, The Weeknd, House of Balloons. When I tell you guys I love that album, and The Trilogy is a great album too. She Gets It Podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. So if you have either or if you find it, just fucking buy it because it's hard to find. Coming in at number 3, Awaken My Love, Childish Gambino. Okay. Do I need to say anything else? Coming in at number 2, Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. She was that girl. That voice. Okay. That voice. Her hair nest. Okay. Could never. Coming in at number 1. I don't know anyone who hates this album. And if you hate this album, what the fuck is wrong with you? I remember being in my 3rd relationship when this album came out. And while this album was still popping, I was in my 4th relationship. And many great fucks to this, okay? I'm talking about the whole thing, okay? Where did that man get that energy from? I don't know, but I enjoyed this fucking album. All right. What a time to be alive. Number 1, Frank Ocean, Channel Orange. Such a great album. So if you have any of those, keep them close and near and dear to your heart. I think they're great albums. I think Bob Marley's album is a given. I think everybody has that album, but that album is not hard to find. But the album that I really do want is a Freddie Gibbs album, the one with the zebra print. When I looked last year for that album, it was on Amazon for like $300. Shit! I did not want to spend $300 for that album, but I do want it. So if you see it somewhere, please let me know so I can buy that fucking shit. Because I want that album. I have it digitally, but I want it on vinyl. Okay? Other than that, those are my wax favorites. If you have any wax favorites, please comment on your favorite podcast platform and let me know what your wax favorites are. Or do it when I post a clip of this episode, because that's what I'm going to do, because I'm consistent like shit. And I appreciate you guys checking out this episode. I just wanted to share some of my vinyl favorites. If you are not into vinyl, that's cool too, but I am. And most of my relationships started through a love of music. I've had 2 relationships with 2 musical inclined people because they just speak my language, okay? Music is an art of expression. Just like painting, drawing, illustrating, composing, and all of that great shit. So I have a respect for it, and music should be respected. Okay? That's it. That's all I got. Ain't got no more. If you would like to support this podcast, you already know what to do. Appreciate you. Peace.